This is Rock Talk, a community issues presentation of Legends 1027 WLGZ. Now, here's your host, Ed Smith.
And good morning. Joining me here in the studio is Holly Anderson, Executive Director, and Meredith Upman, Special Director of Events. Did I get that right, Meredith?
Director of Special Events.
Director of Special Events.
Semantics.
From VCCR here in Rochester. Good morning to both of you.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Yes, thanks for joining me. So it's a big year for Breast Cancer Coalition of Rochester. 25 years?
Yes. We just turned the calendar page to 20. Oh my gosh, it's 2023. I still can't believe it. And here we are kicking off our 25th year.
That is fantastic.
Yeah. Did not think we'd still be here, frankly.
Really?
Well, you know, when 25 years ago when we got started, we were so close to the cure. Hmm. Everything was focused on doing whatever they could to get the cure. And what's happened since then is just we've learned so much more about breast cancer, how it behaves, the nuances, the different kinds of diseases that are breast cancer. And we're still here.
We are still here and still looking for ultimately a cure.
Still looking for the cure, absolutely insisting that focus be on the cure. The other end of the spectrum that we focus on at the Breast Cancer Coalition is prevention. Mm-hmm. So we want to know what causes breast cancer. If you get breast cancer, we don't want you to die of it. So we have a research initiative that actually focuses on those two endpoints. What causes breast cancer? So a lot of environmental interest, environmental exposures, chemicals exposures, very interested in that. And then on the other end, if you get breast cancer and it metastasizes, we want to halt progression, get regression, and ultimately make sure that the numbers, which are extraordinarily high still, 44,000 in this country every year die of breast cancer, that's unacceptable. So we focus on just the two endpoints. We're not about screening and early detection, although we definitely rah-rah for that. But that's covered. We're the what now if you get a diagnosis.
And so if somebody is listening right now and they just got that awful diagnosis, mm-hmm. what's the best step for them to get involved with you guys?
I would encourage them to call. Call the Breast Cancer Coalition or visit our website. It's www.bccr.org or Breast Cancer Coalition if you're really good at typing. And I screw coalition up kind of now and again. I know. But it's breastcancercoalition.org or bccr.org. And I would absolutely reach out, whether you were just diagnosed or somebody that you love or care about was just diagnosed, or it's anywhere along the trajectory. Sometimes people don't have time to reach out right away. We'll hear from them during treatment, after treatment is completed, and they're like, whoa, what just happened? People will reach out even years later. They're on a path along survivorship and are looking for information about long-term effects of treatment, drugs that they may still be on. It's never too late to connect with the Breast Cancer Coalition. And we serve those living with gynecologic cancer. So if they've been diagnosed with any of the gynecologic cancers, we're where you go also.
You guys are really a big resource. You're housing all those resources for people in need right here in our community.
Absolutely.
And so if somebody comes to you, are you able to then connect them to another resource, or are you doing most of it in-house as far as is helping them?
We're doing most of it in-house. We have a couple of different programs that are for folks that are still on the path trying to figure out, make decisions, learn about it, called Breast Cancer 101 or Gynecologic Cancer 101. And those are one-on-one sessions with one of our trained education experts on breast or gynecologic cancer. I meet with them too. But it's a good place to start is the 101. Bring a family member, bring a friend, sit down with us. We can also do it by Zoom. That's, you know, virtual platforms have evolved so much since because of COVID.
Yeah, one of the good things to come out of COVID for sure.
Absolutely. And we serve, when we started 25 years ago, we had one. We really served Monroe County. Then over the years, we expanded into the 9 surrounding counties. But now we are providing services to those in 27 counties
Wow.
in upstate New York. So you know, if you hear this and you, we don't turn anybody away. We're independent and community based, so we don't have a national mother or, you know, an umbrella that tells us what to do. We're the boss of us, and we love it. We love the work we do.
Well, you can tell you're passionate about it for sure, and not having that mothership, as you call it, over you. Is that allowed you to think expand on the what the real local need is?
Yeah, exactly. You know, when you think about, and there's nothing wrong with national organizations other than there is less control over what you can do. Hmm. We are independent, so we can assess the needs in this community, expand programming based on what this community needs or wants, look at what's out there and not duplicate services that are already out there, refer to other organizations, collaborate with other organizations where we really love doing that. We work with, there's a rowing community in Rochester for cancer survivors. I think people don't know about Camp Good Days and the women's oncology program that they have there. There are so many other great organizations that we collaborate with, work alongside, share resources. It's really a great, if you have to get a cancer diagnosis, you could not have landed in a better community for support, education, information, empowerment.
You know, it's funny. I interview a lot of folks here on this show from different nonprofits, and we hear that time and time again that the services and the amenities, if you want to call them that, here in this community are incredible compared to other places in the country.
It's absolutely true. Absolutely true.
And with that, are you guys, so if somebody comes to you, services are completely free, I'm assuming?
Completely free. Take advantage of them. We prioritize programs that that are evidence-based. So our gentle yoga, Tai Chi, Qigong, Voices and Vision, which is a writing workshop. All of these things have good data behind them to show what it helps, how it helps. Obviously, stress and anxiety, but also hot flashes from treatments and the fatigue and insomnia, things, you know, range of motion for people who have had surgery, exercises that reduce the risk of a side effect of surgery called lymphedema. We're definitely very interested in putting people on a path back to wellness. And those who are living with it, who whose disease has recurred, living with metastatic breast or gynecologic cancer or advanced breast or gynecologic cancer, we have programs for them as well. It's definitely a wonderful community of survivors. You know, we also do advocacy and research as well.
And are you finding that a lot of times somebody comes in and then their family members need to be educated about the process too?
Yeah. So they're invited to bring a family member, a friend. Sometimes it's a daughter, son, spouse, partner that they'll bring along. Sometimes it's a parent that they'll bring along because we have a young survivor program as well. But it's whatever somebody needs at that particular moment, they get to define what they need. And then we build our programming gets built around whatever it is that they need at that particular moment on that particular day. But yes, everything's free.
And I'm smiling because 6 years ago is what brought me to the coalition, because my parents with my diagnosis said, we have to go. We want to go with you. And that's what led me to a meeting for my breast cancer 101 with Holly and my mother and father, who, you know, bless their hearts, that, you know, were walking with me again, because I had cancer as a teenager and that treatment was most likely led to my breast cancer 30 years later. Hmm. And so there they were again as my advocates and support system, and brought me to the coalition.
Yeah. And I appreciate your parents so much, because they brought you to, she came to the coalition, and it's kind of the Hotel California.
Right.
You can come but never leave.
but why would you leave when you have such a great community where you're connecting with people that are on a somewhat similar journey that you're on, you know, and being able to have that support?
Right.
And know that the resources are available to you at any time. Mm-hmm. And as Holly said, of course, at no cost to the person who's walking with that diagnosis. Mm-hmm. It's just it's a gem in our community, but it's a gift that we get to reach out to those other community, other counties that we serve.
Is that what led you to come work at BCCR?
Believe it or not, of course. After establishing a relationship, friendship with Holly immediately, I kept in contact over time. I was already in the nonprofit sector, and so there wasn't an opportunity. And then there was, and we connected, and I have been so happy to be working in a setting that has served me, but is close to my heart, and the mission is, you know, everything to me, and to so many in our community, too.
And you're cancer-free?
Yeah, knock on wood.
That's amazing. Yes, that's great. Yes.
I know.
I feel like so many of us have, you know, a friend, a family member. Everybody mm-hmm. knows somebody that's being affected or has been affected mm-hmm. by cancer. You know, mm-hmm. it's so prevalent right now.
And it's shocking. I think, you know, when you get a diagnosis of cancer, it's just a world rocker, you know. I mean, cancer, diabetes, heart disease, stroke are definitely risks. The risk increases as you age. But, you know, Meredith was young. I was 40 at the time of my diagnosis, and there wasn't anything like the Breast Cancer Coalition. We built what we wanted. You know, what we wished that we could have had is what we've built at the coalition. We want information. We want education. We want to be able to make informed decisions. Breast cancer is so nuanced. So are the gynecologic cancers. There are subtypes and different decisions, different opportunities, different surgical procedures, all different kinds of things that you've got to learn about rapidly because you're being asked to make decisions rapidly. This isn't like being pregnant where you have 9 months to find a pediatrician.
Right.
You're really thrown into it, and I think you know that's one of the great strengths of the coalition is that we can help you connect. We can give you the information. We can connect you with somebody. We have it's called the PALS Project, Peer Advocates Lending Support. And we try to make matches based on those nuances, you know, your age, where you are in life, you know, if you're career driven, if you have young children,
your history. I've been a PALS mentor to mm-hmm. other women my age who mm-hmm. had Hodgkin's disease like I did as a teenager and had radiation treatment that may have led to their own breast cancer. So those connections can be even as unique as that.
Yes.
And what a great opportunity for them to actually speak to somebody mm-hmm. who's gone through that,
right.
you know, like you have.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It really is. It's kind of gives you a little hope.
I would imagine mm-hmm. it would. You know, I haven't experienced cancer personally myself through mm-hmm. family members. I mm-hmm. have and coworker at Wegmans. I mm-hmm. Utilized your resources actually about 10 years ago. Mm-hmm. But it just like that knowledge is power, and having mm-hmm. a companion to be there with you too.
Right. People don't get it until they, you know, they really don't understand what a treasure that is until they experience it themselves.
Until you need it.
Right. Now, you guys, I'm wondering, because, you know, we're in this weird post-pandemic world. Are we allowed to meet in person again there? Is it still virtual? How is that affecting you guys?
Well, we are doing, it's about 50-50 right now. We are doing what we can do programmatically. We are doing in person. There's nothing like community building when you can actually come early, hang out late, get to know people outside of the group. But because we're serving 27 counties, we feel an obligation to continue some of our programming virtually. That way that, you know, our rural communities are absolutely underserved and just don't have the same resources as somebody in an urban or even suburban area have. So we're concerned about them. You know, those counties, we didn't go looking for them. That was never like a major goal of ours. Our mission is to serve those that need us. And people call, they hear about us, we're on the radio. A friend will tell a friend, or, you know, a family member will tell a family member, and they'll reach out and say, but I live in Dundee, or I live in Nunde, or I live down in, we've had young survivors and other survivors from Sayre, Pennsylvania, Albany, New York City. We have someone right now that is absolutely in love with everything about the coalition, and she's down in New York City.
So, immersed in that big place with so many organizations, and that speaks to the power of what you guys are doing. Yeah,
there are organizations, but she had just found that this was where she wanted to be. She, she's single and dealing with metastatic breast cancer. We're probably the oldest organization to serve that population in the state. We've been doing it since the beginning. So, you know, if there's others out there, we have referred her to other services, but Binghamton, Utica, Rome, Herkimer.
Yes.
We serve around 7,000 people each year through a number of ways, through our programming, through our, we have a newsletter that we put out four times a year. We get people mailing them to their friends,
and
sometimes
family.
Forgetting to put postage on it.
Yes.
We get them back. But we definitely, the drums beating and being able to, you know, to talk to the community through this means is just invaluable to us. It's not something, you know, when you're independent and community-based, there's not a big, huge budget for, you know, a blimp, you know,
right.
over the beach.
Billboards right. everywhere. Yeah,
yeah, exactly.
Right.
Well, we are talking with Holly Anderson and Meredith Upman from BCCR here in Rochester. And so talking about things, trying to get back to normal as far as the community goes after the pandemic, is the Coalition Cafe opening? I know you guys used to have that, right?
Yeah, we do. We're getting that rolling again.
Okay.
Coalition Cafe, exploring whether to continue to do it in the morning or doing it more like a happy hour at the end of the day. So that'll be get underway again. The walk.
Right. We have our events. So the Coalition has three main fundraisers throughout the year. And what kicks off the year is our Mother's Day weekend event. And it is our Pink and Teal Challenge. And it was recently renamed to be more inclusive of the breast and gynecologic cancer community we serve.
Gotcha.
And as a result, this will be in person. However, as a result and remnants of the pandemic, we still offer a virtual aspect for people, which is wonderful because you can walk or run here on May 13th on Saturday at our at MCC, Monroe Community College campus, which is going to provide an amazing all-in-one setting where you can park safely and walk and run safely. And if you have family members or friends who live out of state or even out of town, you know, somewhere in New York State, anywhere, even in England.
When Thailand, we had a woman, one of our survivors.
Who did it, yes.
In Thailand,
Alaska. You can do it anywhere.
Right.
And so you can get those people to join in on the fun. And so they can register. They could even have their T-shirt mailed to them. And then they can put it on and share photos of them walking or running wherever they are in the world. We had to pivot quickly in 2020 to allow that. And so it was a piece that we thought, well, we have to continue because it's not a reminder of something negative. It's a reminder that we can still be inclusive,
right,
to people who want to support us who happen to live outside of the area of, you know, that the regions we serve.
So if somebody is here in the area and they want to get involved, or even overseas or somewhere, do they register on your website or
you got know? It? And as yeah. Holly had mentioned before, so it's, you could say bccr.org or breastcancercoalition.org. And register to run or walk. We have a 5K run. It's a women's only run that makes us a little unique. We do have a raffle for one lucky man or non-binary person who can be included in that run. And then we have offer a walk that's really all-inclusive, no matter age, gender, anything. And that's open to the for people to register for. It's they can walk the 5K route or they can take a shorter, like 2 mile shortcut.
Okay.
And so, as I said, family friendly, rain or shine, we are there to have this event. As I said, we're excited about being at Monroe Community College this time. We've, you know, it's a local environment that has been supportive of the coalition in the past. And so it's really nice to kind of have that partnership with them. What's different this year is that there's going to be no day of registration. Okay. So you register before, go online, register before April 10th if you want a t-shirt.
Oh,
yeah.
Got to have the t-shirt.
You got to have that as a commemorative piece, especially with the brand new logo this year. And we still, as I reminded, so there's that virtual piece. And our goal this year is to have 2,500 participants
in person,
yeah, to celebrate our 25 years of impact on the community. So, you know, we've always had a big turnout, and we'd love to make sure that we hit that milestone. That would be an amazing feat, and I think we can get there.
And do a lot of folks do teams or more individual registration, or how does that usually pan out?
Both.
Yeah, exactly.
Some get really competitive, and that's a lot of fun. And when they do form teams and get, it's competitive and fun, that's when Meredith kind of, she pays attention to stuff like that. And is like, this is going to be a good one to feature in our social media, you know, shed some light on it, throw down a challenge, that kind of thing. But it's just being able to either do it in person, which, you know, that's Saturday morning, or doing it virtually anytime from Friday, 5 p.m. to midnight on Sunday.
That is right. Put that window in there because we don't want to limit it and feel like you can only cram it in if you're walking virtually.
What about sponsors? Are you guys still looking for like local business sponsors?
Absolutely.
Or? Always. Yeah. You know, you can never have too many partnerships to support our mission. And while we do have some, returning sponsors who've supported us year after year and are totally, you know, grateful for that partnership, we always welcome new people to join the cause and businesses. So we have a wonderful planning committee of people, and they've been energetic and they've been giving us connections to new businesses. But if a business hears this interview and thinks, boy, I might want to support them and have, you know, my name on the t-shirt, their logo on the t-shirt or signage, or just be there to support our cause and event, then you can go online or call our office at, you know, 585-473-8177. And
We're very grateful to our presenting sponsor, Van Bortel. Kitty Van Bortel has just been a great friend of the coalition. She's been with us. Actually, she's been with us since the beginning, and she's very out about her own personal experience with breast cancer. So I'm not breaching confidentiality there. But it's kind of ironic to me that in our early days, she also provided the vehicle for the race to be the timing vehicle. And then later, you know, reached out to us when she had a personal diagnosis. So they're the presenting sponsor. We've got other.
We have ESL as our platinum sponsor for the event. We have
Wegmans.
We have Wegmans. Yes,
is our the food, is the our, water,
as yeah. our and they're our gold sponsor. Yep. So we couldn't be happier. And Quitella Center for Surgical Center for Plastic Surgery has also been as a returning sponsor. Off the top of my head, I should have brought my list of top sponsors.
But you can go to our website, and definitely they're all proudly
displayed by logo. Yeah. They're also, their logos are on our the actual event website, which will take you to Run Sign Up website from ours. And you can see everyone who's supporting our community so far. And we welcome anyone to join in, whether it's to walk, run, sponsor, or even volunteer day of.
I love it. Just the positive excitement and vibe for it. Like, you know, you said the community coming together like that and being able to do it in person again, which is great.
So. Yes.
Yeah, we're really excited
and
about it.
And we're fingers crossed for sunshine and blue skies.
But one thing is for sure, we've learned our very first year of doing this, it poured rain. We were at St. John Fisher College and out on the road there, heading for the city of Rochester, heading for the village of Pittsford, on the campus for the walk, poured rain. People show up.
Sure.
They just show up. It's a beautiful time of year to be out of doors, regardless of the weather. I think people are just...
We all get cabin fever at that point.
Yeah. You know, that second Sunday in May or second Saturday in May.
Yep. Saturday, May 13th, and people come out with their own crafted t-shirts, team t-shirts, if they don't want to wear
costumes,
the event ones.
Tutus.
Exact boas, feather boas. You know, we give out bandanas. So it's a very festive, celebratory event, and we also have signs along our warrior walkway of anyone that wanted to be honored or memorialized. So It's a very touching and meaningful event.
You know, what a great way for people to come together, and especially the 25th year. I mean, we got to get you guys at least 2,500 or more. So.
We definitely, that is such a goal. We'd
register
love to see
today.
That. Yes, register today.
PCCR.org.
This is not our, you know, we're not, this is not like what we do. We're not like media PR people, but we do love coming out into the community, talking to you. It's wonderful. To be here and to kind of, this is like the kickoff of the year. Really,
it really is. It's especially with our 25th anniversary. It's this event in a lot of ways is like our launch to let the community know we've been here. We're continuing to serve. And if you ever have a need, you know, come see us.
And will you guys have another event later in the year for fundraising?
Of course. We have our golf tournament, which is an amazing day of on the links at Midvale Golf Club, Country Club, I should say. And that's on Monday, July 31st. And then we always have an event in the fall. We call it Actober because is what we say is awareness is never enough. It's time to take action. And that we're still in the planning phases of that. And it typically has been like a cocktail reception celebration, community-wide celebration. So more details to come for that. There's plenty of ways to be involved, definitely, and sponsorship availabilities.
And are you guys looking for volunteers for the walk and run or for other events?
Of course. Absolutely. Yes. We always are. You can go to our website for that as well. If you click on people and like how to help, that's in the bar, the menu bar. It'll say how to help or, you know, get help. Give help, click on that. And there's a drop-down menu that'll for volunteering. It's great.
Perfect.
They can log in and sign in that way.
You got it.
Yeah.
And be directed to the right person and to get the right information. And we are here to build that partnership.
Well,
if people just want to email us, also info@bccr.org is sort of the general catch-all. It's monitored and routed to the appropriate staff member. And we look forward to hearing from all of you.
Yes. Well, congratulations on 25 years. Like
Thank
you said,
you.
It's, you know, we're hoping that we'd have a cure at this point, but you guys continue with the awareness and education and advocacy, which is fantastic. So.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for having us and allowing us to talk about what we do for the community and hopefully get more people inspired to join in the fun.
Yes, I hope so, too. And make sure you register now for the walk and run on May 13th. So.
That's right.
And come on out. Bring that 2.5-year-old.
Oh, he would love it. He has a pandemic baby, so he's a little bit like, whoa, at first. But he is a ham once he warms up. So.
Oh, my gosh. That's great. That's great. Good. There'll be plenty to do.
Of course. Well, yes, thank you both for joining me. And get more info on their website, bccr.org. Thank you.
Good. Thanks so much. Thank you so much.
You've been listening to Rock Talk, a community issues presentation of Legends 102.7 WLGC, DJRO Broadcasting.